This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back. I was up in Missouri this weekend. You say Missouri. You don't have to wear a mask anywhere. As a matter of fact, I saw the fewest masks that I have seen. You have to wear it in the airport, obviously, but nowhere did it say you can't enter without a mask. Nowhere. And no one cared. And I said, well, JG, probably, you know, probably because everybody's vaccinated here. Goes, nope.
No.
Nope. Nobody cares.
I was talking to my mom about this yesterday, only because I had to go to Home Depot, and while the signs still say you have to wear a mask to enter, if they don't see you, no one's going to approach anyone. Like Target, I did see someone approach a customer as they were walking in, but once you're in the store and you're walking around, employees will see you without a mask, and they're not going to approach you.
That's how Astros games are.
Yeah.
You walk in, you have a mask on to get in, and then you can take your mask off right whenever you walk in, and nobody will say anything to you.
Really?
Yeah.
Not Rockets. Boy, if you're sitting in your seat and you stop drinking, they'll come, put your mask on.
Is it because we're more?
Well, because there's 12 people there and there's like 40 attendants.
I was going to say.
They're a little bit outnumbered, yeah. I guess.
They have the manpower. I was going to say that maybe it's because they're being stricter because it's not open air. But were the Astros this weekend all open air?
It was Saturday was open.
Friday night and Saturday, roof was open. But even the two, I went opening day and then that walk-off, Rubel Garcia hit like 2 weeks ago, I guess.
Yeah.
Roof closed both nights and no mask. Yeah, how are you going to care?
It's 20,000 plus.
Yeah, you can't enforce all that.
If it's sold out for the 50%, how are you going to get everyone to get on board? It's almost a waste of time. Missouri being a place, particularly Branson, where they don't care, I'm not surprised. You're not going to tell us what to do.
Yeah, no. Honestly, in Branson, if you had a mask on, you were everyone's
giving you an odd look.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
What the hell is wrong with you? Was it kind of cool seeing Kevin Biggio homer this weekend?
Why would it have been cool? Does he play for my team?
No, but wasn't it kind of cool that,
no,
you know, Kevin came home and you saw Biz just had a little bit of a smile. Patty jumped up, you know, and her son homer. So
it's cool to watch Kevin Biggio homer against everyone else.
Yeah, no, but homer, what did they show? Home runs in Minute Maid Park, Craig Biggio 80, and Kevin 1. I mean, it was kind of neat.
I wish it was zero.
Who cares? They won that game,
yeah.
I think. They
Why would that. I want him to hit a home run in the game they win?
No, I know. Oh, well, you took 2 out of 3.
Home runs in Minute Maid Park. 80 for Craig, 0 for Kevin. That's what I'm looking for.
They still won 8-4, so it didn't matter.
I didn't need him getting a tap on run.
It was a 2-run homer.
Oh, then it might have been a difference. Maybe they go into the ninth a little nervous if it's 6-4 instead of 8-4. Every run counts.
No, they got their 3. It was 5-4 in the ninth, and they got 3 in the ninth.
I don't need him hitting home runs.
Okay.
Not in this
But
building.
Actually, yeah, the Astros would have been winning going into the ninth.
All right, then. So who would have been pitching on the mound?
Presley.
Instead of who?
I don't know who was throwing.
All right, then. See, now it matters. It could have been a sweep.
It did kind of matter.
So, 0
but
for Kevin.
But he crushed that ball. That was nice.
It wasn't nice. It led
to
a win.
You never saw Kevin running around when he was a little kid over there. It was cool.
I didn't see an athlete's kid running around. That special?
Yeah.
Like when Drew Brees' kids.
And then he goes and he homers there?
Oh, yeah. You know what doesn't warm my heart? Athletes' kids being in the building. When Drew Brees' kids were catching pass from Tom Brady this season, I was like, get those damn kids off the field.
The game was over. They won.
Get him off the field. I don't care about this. Why is this a story? Oh, no. Oh, you mean two famous quarterbacks are friends and one's catching? I don't care. I would
have
asked.
See, you have no human interest, though. You're not interested in humans.
Not.
Kids. So you don't like human interest stories.
So you can't use that because kids aren't even humans at that point.
Yes.
They're very selfish.
No, they're selfish, but they're still humans.
Mm. Barely. You're not a human being if you don't care about others.
No, yes, you are.
No.
You don't care about anyone else.
I care about other people.
That's why
I
send you my have mother, no humanity.
I sent my mother flowers. I called her on Mother's Day. I care. I care about fewer people than most. That's all. There's a difference.
Joe Smith gave it the three. Yeah, he would have never been.
See, he wouldn't have been in the game.
He would have never been.
So would you like to take back? It was so cute that Kevin hit a home run.
No, it was cute.
What?
You know what? Score 8-9 runs and then you don't have to worry about it.
Or you had a lead if Kevin doesn't hit his home run.
No, you don't know that.
I'm going to make you walk this back.
What if he singled and then somebody, the next guy homered? No, you have no idea how that turns out.
Yeah. Maybe Kyle Tucker should have had his triple the day before.
Yeah.
And then save the home run for Sunday.
No, let's admit that you're wrong. The Kevin Biggio home run result directly affected a game.
Well, it kind of did.
Yeah, thank you.
All right.
Zero for Kevin is what I'm looking for. You know what? 80 home runs for Craig, only one from Kevin going forward.
That's it.
This
no
one,
more.
And no
that
more
was home, it. Now it's not cute.
I don't want to see
it. Now it's not cute.
No more home runs against the Astros.
Let's get Kenny in here on ESPN. What do you say, Kenny?
Let's start up 12-1.
Good morning, guys. Hey, so there are a few places that aren't requiring any mask, like every LA Fitness, believe it or not, no mask to get in the door and no mask once you're inside. They're letting people play basketball. They're letting people play racquetball. They're letting them play doubles on the racquetball court. So everybody's kind of doing their own thing, really. Big Daddy's Barbecue out in Katy, they have no mask when you walk in there. They tell you to take your mask off when you walk in. So, you know, it's going to be up to us to take it back. We're going to have to just stop. We're just going to have to say that's enough.
Yeah.
So,
no,
but
you can't.
Anyway, good job, guys. Talk
appreciate
to you later.
It.
Take it back.
Take it back. Kind of like we took back the Capitol.
Isn't that the Astros? Like we took back the Capitol?
Our people.
I don't. I'm disavowing that.
Are you American? Who was taking back the Capitol? Americans?
I'm not sure.
That's your people.
I'm not sure that was an American thing to do.
Yes, it was
just,
very American.
Just in my eyes. In my opinion. I thought he was referencing the Astros when he said take it back.
Ooh.
Yeah, that hasn't been their season slogan since 2018.
I know, but I just thought he was making reference since we were just talking about the Astros.
Did we walk it back or take it back? Or
it was.
We didn't do that, did we?
It was earned history in 2018.
Yes, earned, yes.
I think.
Make history. And then
or earn history in 2017, then take it back in 18, and then for the H.
We're history. No.
No.
I don't know. I know right now it's for the H, and last year it was for the H.
Well, but they stole that from the Roughnecks.
Did they?
Yeah. The Roughnecks were for the H.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
I mean, well,
Astros,
we're innovative.
The Astros 2018 slogan was never settle because they had just won the title.
That's right. Then it was take it back.
Take it back in 19 after they didn't win the title.
And then 20 was for the H. They were doing for the H the same as the Roughnecks were.
Yes, and I believe the Roughnecks put it out there
Roughnecks
first.
Roughnecks put it out there first.
Mm-hmm.
And but the Astros were like, we'll step all
we're
over
just
you.
It's like,
a radio station with us. We'll step all over you.
The Astros are the pop station from
it's a country station out San Antonio.
Yeah, whatever.
Just saying, watch this. Stepping all over our ass. 713-780-3776. We're taking it back. That's right. Kenny, we are taking it back.
Not Kenny.
Don't tread on me. Or what was the snake thing?
I think it's don't tread on me, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, don't tread on me.
Kenny, I'm going to...
Or come and take it.
Come and take it.
That's what we need.
Come and take it. That's more Texas.
Kenny, I got to admit, I'm probably not going to be in that militia trying to take back our ability not to wear a mask. I just wear the mask. It doesn't bother me. That's all. That's all.
That's all.
And I'm fully vaccinated. I just wear the mask. It's not a big deal to me. But I get it.
I can't stand it.
Don't want it. It doesn't bother me so much. But I get it. Don't want to impede on your ability to walk into a store without a mask. That's fine. I'm just not going to be part of the group that we don't want to wear a mask and then rhyme it with something so it'll catch on. But do what you like. I still stand with no more home runs from former Astro legend sons. That's all.
That's it? You don't care about that?
No, I don't need any of that. If the Clemens boys ever become things or they're going against the Astros, no home runs for you either. None. It's not cute.
It is. I would... You don't want to see Rogers' kids?
No, not against the Astros. Not hitting home runs against the Astros.
Well, since when did you become such a...
It's stupid. You're like, hey, isn't this so great that Kevin hit a home run? Did it cost you the game?
No.
Yes.
You know what cost you the game? Not scoring enough runs.
No, what cost you the game is...
You know what? Sometimes you team were scores eight, you score nine.
No, what cost you the game, you were trailing because of that home run, and then Dusty, for some inexplicable reason, when the game was still close, hey, let's put Joe Smith in the game. What? Why are you putting Joe Smith in the game that's still in doubt?
If it was 5-4 Astros, Joe Smith would have come in.
No,
he gave up three-run homer.
No, he wouldn't have.
No, that's kind of true.
Why, if it's 5-4 Blue Jays, why is Joe Smith in the game?
So, you know that tiger that was loose in West Houston?
Did it get shot?
There was a guy with a gun on it. Apparently, it was an off-duty cop stopped. Oh. And he's got the tiger all lined up. The tiger's about 6 feet from him.
Have you listened to the audio of that?
No.
So there's, I guess, another guy showed up, and it was coming out of his house, or he was trying to get it into his SUV. And the cop is like, get the F back. I don't know who you are. I don't know who, like, just yelling at this guy. And then finally he's like, I'm just trying to get the tiger. That's it. And apparently he put the tiger in his SUV and just drove off. And, like, there's no update. Like, we don't know what happened.
Well, now, along the street, every news van is there on that street. Every news van, they've got, and they're going to be doing live shots at noon. Or they were probably doing them this morning or whatever. Yeah, there's a picture of a guy with holding the collar of the tiger while the off-duty cop is still there. But Travis Johnson said, man, shoot that tiger. You're giving him more of a benefit of a doubt than you would a black guy.
I mean, these are the things that, look, I can't argue, actually. He's like, look, lay down. Put your hand. It's a tiger, sir. You can't ask the tiger to submit.
Either you shoot it or you don't.
What the heck happened to Billy Lucci? You see him?
He's got the long hair.
He's got the long hair, but he lost about 40 pounds.
Well, there's that, too. Oh, Billy.
Is he sick? I got to call him.
Well, I don't know if he's sick.
I just saw this video.
He just hired David Nuno as well, didn't he?
Yeah.
Nuno's going up there to work.
That's what we hear.
Is he going up there, or is he hanging out here?
That's the rumor.
Is it a rumor?
Yeah.
I thought it was confirmed.
No, it was a rumor.
Oh. Rumor. Excuse me. Sorry, but I thought David Nuno was going to be working for Texas. We'll see if that plays out.
Yeah, 10:13 ESPN 97.5. I'm torn on foreign land. Worldwide, I'm known for the arm and hand. Heard the streets, I'm a wanted man. So it's on again.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, we haven't talked about our Astros other than Biggio homering. What about winning 2 out of 3? Missed George this week. I actually didn't miss him. I'm glad he didn't play. Because if George would have come and gotten hits, the Astros might not have won 2 games. We can watch George do well in other stadiums. We don't need him
against
here.
Against other teams.
I don't give a rat's ass what Toronto does. So many Houston connections on that. Teoscar Hernandez used to play here. Randall Grichuk grew up here. Craig Biggio, Kevin Biggio grew up here. Obviously, George Springer.
Gurriel's
brother.
Almost got recruited to play here.
Well, and that
was
the funny thing.
We
all thought that they paid Yuli $50 so that they could get the younger brother who was supposed to be better than Yuli. Not better than Yuli. Not better. I'll tell you who's turning out to be pretty good, though, is Bo Bichette.
He's got nice hair.
That's
what I noticed yesterday.
He can hit.
Yeah.
He can play short. Bo Bichette's turning into a nice player.
And a lot of former player connections or familial connections as far as either a brother or a son, in the Major Leagues for the Blue Jays.
Yeah. the shocking thing is, you know, San Diego was able to get
Musgrove.
No, no,
Tatis,
the shortstop.
Oh, yeah. Tatis
Junior.
Yeah, when every other kid plays for Toronto.
Yeah, how did that happen?
How did they let Tatis go?
That would have been the ultimate.
I mean, honestly, every other major leaguer's son is on the Blue Jays, and
well, who would have been
Lance McCullers Jr. Other than him,
and Lance McCullers Sr.
Well, the Astros got Lance McCullers Jr.
Am I wrong? Did Lance McCullers have a father who played in the MLB?
Yeah,
he did.
Yeah.
His Why dad. Am I not?
He was a reliever.
How long ago?
Oh, yeah. You didn't know that? Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
no, I did not know that. True.
Yeah,
yeah, but who would have
played for Toronto? I believe.
I thought it was a Florida.
Oh no,
team.
That's Rance. That was Rance Mullenix. Lance McCullers. He played
for
who?
Padres, Miami? Yankees, Tigers, and Rangers.
Okay.
Who would have been starting at shortstop? Bichette or Tatis Jr.? Where would Bichette have gone?
Oh, Bichette would move
third. Where would he play?
Well, that's Biggio.
Yeah. So where would he have played?
Second.
They've traded him already for something else since they already have Tatis Jr.
Nope. No, because you stockpile major leaguers' kids.
Okay, that's their goal.
Bichette could probably play multiple positions.
Okay.
But you'd play Tatis at short, I would think, although Tatis was playing a nice short this weekend. Yeah, that was where Angels come to town. Now the Angels have given up more runs than everybody?
They're the league leaders in runs given up.
The league leaders.
I don't know if they would like it put that way, but that's what they are.
Well, that's what you are. You are what you are. There's nothing you can be. I'm sorry. That's what you are. We don't want to call you, they give up the fewest runs in Major League. No, you can't say that about them. They give up the most runs in Major League Baseball. So guess what? That means your pitching sucks. Guess what?
Which helps the
Astros.
It's going
to be a hit fest this week. All right? Going to score a bunch of runs. The Astros is going to, what did I put, 40?
The over-under. They have the Rangers and the Angels this week. As far as runs scored this week, over seven games, you have it at 40. Yeah.
Rangers and, so crap. Well, although the Rangers staff has bolstered its staff a little bit. How many runs have the Rangers given up this year?
Rangers have given up 162. Obviously not the most, but they're up there in runs given up.
Because that's what the Rangers do.
For comparison, the Astros have only given up 139.
And the Astros' bullpen has sucked of late.
Yeah.
And the Astros' starters don't last more than four innings anymore.
One guy, really.
Really. Well, but Urquidy, no, they didn't have to come and get Urquidy. They had to get Javier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, it's like, holy crap, Javier, what happened?
And the Astros, the only team in the AOS with a positive run differential.
Really?
Yeah, the only team. Plus 33. Everyone else is negative. And obviously the Angels, with the runs given up, the highest or lowest run differential, -27.
Well, the A's, if you take out the Astros game.
Yeah, the A's are much different, if not for the Astros. They're still at -10, but that's because of what the Astros did to them.
Yeah, the Astros destroyed them that first series, 33-9.
Yeah, but that's the only division in baseball where there's only one. Actually, the Miami Marlins of all teams is the other team with, I just spoke too quickly. You have multiple divisions where one team has a positive. It's the Cardinals in the NL Central, the Marlins in the NL East, and then the Astros in the AL West.
Well, the Marlins, because of their pitching,
they've only given 116 runs, but they've only scored 136.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've got three legit guys.
The young guys.
Yeah, young guys who, if you're a Marlins fan, shout out to them. They're probably going to be, if they can keep those guys together, which is always the question, they're going to be pretty good for a little bit.
The Cardinals are a pretty good baseball team this year. Cardinals are... If the baseball season, it could honestly, how much different is it going to look?
Told you, 60 games last year is just fine.
Whatevs.
Maybe make it 80. You want to split the season? 81 games, that determines who's good and who's not, right? That's enough.
It's pretty much. Now, there might be a team or two that will be different when the playoffs come. But we know pretty much after 81 games who's good and who's not.
I think that would determine. The rest of it's just about, keeping records intact for baseball. The Dodgers have not played well recently, 2-8 in the last 10.
No, the Dodgers suck.
That's good.
Which is awesome. I love that the Dodgers suck. Right? I mean, they're not even... San Francisco's in first in that division.
I would love for them just to miss the playoffs. I don't foresee it happening because then they started off really, really well. I would just love it. Just give me... Look, your title defense ends in the... non-playoff appearance. I don't see it happening though.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Please don't do someone 3780377. I can't be watching videos while
what
I'm
are you
this.
Watching?
I'm watching a girl that these boys are getting off of this train and they're kind of faking like they're going to hit these girls. Well, one guy hits a girl and she falls in the tracks in between the train and the station. I mean, she falls down into the tracks. It is holy crap. Can you imagine your daughter down? You can't imagine. You guys don't know.
Imagine, no.
No.
But if, I mean, this kid is in between the train, and if the train takes off, she's dead. She falls down. Everybody just, and they all run. Nice job, guys. That's what boys are so terrible people.
She's not their daughter. Why
don't they say no, that? But someday they'll have kids. Someday they'll have kids and they'll say, I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have hit that girl down into the tracks.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't have hit her. That's the first thing. Yeah. And then the result of it's pretty terrible too.
Yeah. I mean, the train doesn't take off, which is a positive, I think.
Fortuitous.
Yes. I mean, that good job, engineer. Well done, sir. Well, we don't see. The video stops.
You have no idea.
We don't know if it took off or she was saved. Or we
that
have
could
no
have
idea.
Been the start of a Faces of Death video. You don't know. You don't know what happened to that girl.
No. If you want to see that on Faces of Death?
No, I don't. I'm just saying you have no idea how that video ended. Hopefully, it ended with her being pulled out of that thing without getting run over by the train.
Hopefully. But we don't know. It's not my kid.
I'm going to think positively.
It's not my kid.
Was this also a foreign country? Where was this at? Does it say?
No. It looked like it was a foreign train. Yeah.
I don't know if you guys missed it, but you heard what John said? I don't know. Not my daughter. I don't care. That's what he said.
It's not. There's nothing I can...
There's nothing you can do about it. That's true, actually.
But at least he can imagine. Yes. Because he does have
He goes, oh, you guys can imagine. And then he follows it up with, not my dog, I don't care.
But he doesn't have to care. Yeah.
No.
No. And now I'm watching Steve McNair come back and beat the Texans in the final
What
minute.
Video?
I don't
Steve
know.
Steve McNair, Vince Young.
You got a weird YouTube algorithm going
yeah, what's
on.
Going on?
It's the NFL on CBS sent it down.
Oh, you're following.
Down four, under 2 minutes remaining on one ankle. Steve McNair went out and got wins by any means necessary.
It is Steve
it's
McNair.
Just like
It was Steve McNair. And
sorry, I just forgot. Former guys with Houston ties at quarterback destroying the Texans. It could be more than one. Vince, Steve, who else can you put on that list?
Yeah, I mean, but it's typical. It's just another one of those Texans games.
Why are they tweeting out stuff about the Texans?
I have no
idea. Is it the
idea.
Anniversary of that?
No,
it can't
know.
Be.
No,
it's May.
Yeah,
it's May, so what are they doing?
You know what? I was probably on the field for that game.
You probably were.
Is it like the anniversary of his death?
Yeah, why are they tweeting out things about
ugly.
The Titans and the Texans in May? What are they tweeting for?
Just to show the greatness of a Steve McNair.
Or his birthday.
Maybe, I don't know. For whatever reason, they wanted to show us Steve McNair beating the Texans again. Thanks for that. We appreciate it.
Not his birthday.
That is that wound.
It's not his birthday.
The Titans, who were still wearing some Columbia blue. Thanks for that, NFL on CBS. 1026 ESPN 97.5 713-780-3776. I want to talk right now about HRP. HRP.net 281-880-6525 25 or HRP.net. If you're looking for the best way to get your payroll to you and to your if you're still doing your payroll, you have 15 or 20 or now your business is growing, stop doing it yourself because it's not economically sound. What's sound is having a company that this is what they do all the time. They do it perfectly and they take care of that payroll and you don't have to pay that person. It's constant. And oh, by the way, making mistakes. And oh, by the way, the man hours that you have to put into it, it's just not worth it. Go sell your widgets. Let HRP take care of the payroll while you're doing what you should do and selling your widgets or whatever service that you're giving. Thank you for your service too, by the way. And HRP takes care of your HR too. And HR is kind of a big deal in that you don't want to take care of that yourself because you make mistakes. We have called them multiple times. We have had to use them multiple times because you need advice, and they'll give you the right advice about how you should handle situations in your business. And if you handle them wrong, it could mean the end of your business. There have been businesses that have been sued and lost because they don't know how to take care of HR. So if you're looking for that professionalism, that wonderfulism, we love them. If you're not completely satisfied with your payroll company, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, well, we got the definitive answer. Thank goodness. So if you haven't heard, Medina Spirit won the Kentucky Derby. But this weekend, it was found out, it takes a week to get the test back, that Medina Spirit had been doping. And so what was found, apparently what was found in his urine, in Medina Spirit's urine, was some what's the exact name of it? Do we know?
This just says cough medicine. I don't know exactly.
Oh, some kind of cough medicine?
Yeah.
Well, here's what Bob Baffert said this morning. Baffert says one test issue was created by a groom urinating in the stall after the groom had been taking cough medicine and the horse ate some of the hay. So here's what we have. A groom goes in there. This was on Fox News. A groom goes in there. He's brushing the horse, patting it, giving it some carrots, and then pissing all over the hay that the horse eats.
Why is Bob Baffert hiring guys who pee on horses' food? Is that what I'm supposed to believe? We don't know any horse people. Well, okay. All we know is Fred. Fred, is that something that happens?
You people do?
They pee on horses' food?
No wonder all those horses are dying in California. You piss. What you're doing blow all night, then you come in and you pee all over their hay, and the horse dies of cocaine overdose.
Yeah, the horse attested for 21 picograms, whatever, per milliliter. Post race tested 21, more than double the allowed limit in Kentucky racing. So whatever pick.
It's got to be a lot of pee, too.
Well, he had to go.
It tested positive for elevated levels of an anti-inflammatory, and that I guess that's in cough medicine.
Anti-inflammatory and cough medicine makes sense. You're trying to your lungs to be beta inflamed.
Beta methasone was the elevated level.
So, but this is the thing that's worse than anything. I don't care about his levels of beta methasone. I care that grooms go in there and piss all over the hay that the horses are eating.
That's what we're supposed to believe.
Yeah, these are million-dollar animals. Why
are you peeing on their food?
This horse is going to win you a bajillion dollars, going to be like legendary in the sport, about to win the Kentucky Derby, been memorialized, and you're pissing all over what he's eating?
Do you think Seabiscuit had to eat pee hay?
Obviously.
Probably, yeah.
Secretariat, here, eat some of this.
Look, that guy that groom was like, "You're still a horse to me, and yeah, you know, and you dumb animal.
You're top of the food chain.
You're gonna eat it. You're gonna watch eat this. It watch anyway. How stupid this horse is.
Exactly. I'm gonna pee on your food. You're still gonna eat it and like it.
What if horses now they just like pee? Hey,
maybe that's the key to winning the Kentucky Derby.
Oh my God, what the? Wait a minute. These are bajillion-dollar horses.
How do we know that?
And you're pissing on his hay.
How do we know that isn't Bob Baffert's secret? Now, obviously, he can't have a groom that's, you know, high on cough medicine, but all his grooms pee on the horse's hay, and that's how he wins. It's an added ingredient he didn't talk about.
Human pee?
You don't know.
Well, see, but see, this is the problem with that, is if you're testing.
Now, you got to test the humans, too.
Hey, how did all this cocaine and cow meat get in this horse?
Cow meat.
Because he's eating all the urine from these people.
I do appreciate that. That's what they're leaning into. This horse. This groom peed on a horse's hay. And that's why he tested positive.
Hey, what's the most, how about overtrained horse syndrome? What's the most unbelievable thing that we can make up?
That our groom peed on the horse's hay. And he was sick, so he's taking cough medicine.
He was taking cough medicine, which has this anti-inflammatory. Did you really say this?
Yes.
Did you really? My horse is a victim of cancel culture. What? No, he's actually not
a
victim.
No, you're the victim of
you're
it.
You're being the victim
of anything.
Because people are in your all over you because... So R. Kelly's in horse racing now?
No. Oh, no. Baffert says the regulators in racing right now don't make common sense. Wait a minute. You're accusing the regulators of not making common sense? If your excuse is your groom peed on some hay?
Oh, my gosh.
Baffert says what has happened to the horse is mind-boggling. Has not been told the whole colt will be allowed to run the pregnancy. Let me tell Bob Baffert something. The horse doesn't know what's happening to it. Shut up. What's happened to the horse is mind-boggling. Nothing's happened to the horse. The horse doesn't even
horse
know.
Horse is like totally sweet.
Oblivious.
You're not going to be running me every morning at 6 a.m. and making me sprint?
This horse is oblivious to all of it.
This horse don't care. This horse is like, whatevs.
Stop it.
I get to sleep in?
Stop projecting.
Wait a minute. Are you going to stop pissing on my hay?
Stop projecting what's happening to you to the horse. No, I can't believe what's happening to the horse. Nothing has happened to this horse. Nothing. The horse has not suffered a negative thing from this. This is you.
Horse is like, you're going to stop whipping me that hard in these races?
Some dude's going to get off my back.
This horse doesn't have to race in any of the other...
Yeah.
Next races, right?
Did you see how he was whipping him down the stretch? You mean I don't have to do that anymore?
The horse, it hasn't been determined if the horse will be allowed to race. I don't expect it to. Baffert says usually takes 3 weeks for the second test to come back. Says the Preakness should allow him to run because the horse has not been officially disqualified. Says Medina Spirit Team will be aggressive here. I guess they're going to fight back against him. He was on the Dan Patrick Show talking about this stuff.
Well, listen, they should be suspended just for pissing on the horse's hay, okay?
That's animal cruelty.
Can we stop doing that? Now... If we're in a bar in Florida, I'm all for it. Okay?
Well, you weren't on hay. It was just the floor.
No, it was just the floor. No. Did I expect anybody to eat that? No.
No.
No. But I certainly expect you to eat the hay in the barn.
Wow.
Wow. Is it just, I guess these horse people just, hey, let's just piss anywhere. Let's just, hey.
I'm sure this guy was like, man, I don't care what this dumbass horse
is. I mean, have you ever been where the porta potty
is? In a barn? There's no restrooms in there.
No, but they might have a porta potty somewhere. Man, I got to walk all the way down.
Gross.
No, I just piss right here on his head.
In the hay, right there.
Right here. What the hell?
Do we believe?
If you know that horse, that guy, that groom is peeing on your horse's hay, don't you give him a fresh one? Hey, you know what this horse is worth?
John, you set it up that this horse can be worth multi-millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Right? I wouldn't pee on a dog's food.
No.
Why would I? I'm not peeing on any animal's food.
Here, dog. Let me give you your bowl of food now.
Eat
it now.
This could be a horse at a petting zoo. You know what I'm not going to do? Pee on its food. I don't care what the value of the horse is. I'm not peeing on an animal's food.
Here, make it a little salty for you. Here you go.
Well, maybe it tastes like pineapples. You don't know what's in that guy's
asparagus.
Diet. Yeah, I don't know what's in that guy's diet.
Maybe he needs some asparagus. Now, if the horse tested positive for asparagus, I would believe this. This would be believable. As it is,
I don't know the correlation, but if you're peeing on a horse's hay, I don't think you're eating asparagus.
How did Moises Alou never test positive back in the day? He didn't drink it. He just washed his hands with his piss.
Yeah, for what? What did he have, calluses or something?
Maybe if they peed on DK Metcalf's food.
No, he did it to callus up his
hands.
Yeah. Maybe if they peed on DK Metcalf's food, he might have won. Well.
He's not a horse. And I don't think.
But he would have tested positive.
For elevated levels.
Overtrained athlete syndrome.
I told you it wasn't the horses. Look.
They overtrained him.
I don't believe this excuse at all. I just think we need to blame the person that needs to be blamed.
It made it worse.
Yeah.
Listen, not only did you shoot the horse up, now we know you're pissing on its food.
Someone needs to take that horse away. Take that horse away from Bob
Baffert.
Where's
Horse Protective Services? We got to get that horse away from Baffert.
You wouldn't, if you found out that someone was peeing on a pet's food, you're like, what is the matter with you?
It's a business, right? Report them to the Better Business Bureau. Like,
you got it. Now, I want to know that you fired that groom, okay? That's got to be the next step.
What groom's taking the fall for this? Because if
Baffert
it's real,
didn't name him.
If it's real or fake,
groom.
Whoever the groom
is. I want this groom to step up. You know how he's the one that's going to get canceled.
Yeah, because when they find out who they're blaming for this, that guy's not going to get, or woman, whoever it is not going to get a job again. You're peeing on multi-million-dollar racehorse's food.
Yeah.
You're never getting a job.
No. I don't know, or maybe it's just common practice in this business.
Yes, Fred.
Fred, do you people piss all over your horse's food?
I would like people to picture their favorite pet.
What is wrong with you people?
And say you had to leave your pet with a friend. If you found out your friend peed on your horse, your pet's food, and then the pet ate it, how would you feel? This is what this is, but to a million-dollar level. I can't even imagine. I know you got to go sometimes, but just walk outside.
Yeah.
It's a barn. You can walk outside and pee on something.
Well, not really. No, I'm just in the barn, right? Nobody can see me. I'm pissing on the horse's head.
it's so disrespectful.
Okay. It looks like I'm actually working in here. Right.
If you go outside, it's where everybody's walking.
That horse must either piss this person off or they hate Bob Baffert. Just think. You're peeing on this animal's food.
Yeah, the groom could have caught a fresh one from the horse.
The horse maybe kicked it at some point.
The horse is sitting there. You peeing on my food?
What if that groom had enough?
Watch this.
If the horse bit him a couple times
or kicked him.
Yeah, maybe.
You ever see a horse kick?
Maybe it's revenge.
Holy!
But either way, now horse racing is entertaining.
No.
Yes, it is.
No horse. It can't be crueler. And did you see the horses in California this year?
They're dying, right?
Like 20 horses died.
Look, I'm not saying it's a great thing, but I'm now paying more attention to horse racing.
Or at least horse racing drug tests.
Yeah. If you could guarantee that a horse for every Triple Crown race will get popped and the excuse would be as crazy as this, I would watch.
Yeah, it is more interesting. There's no question. All right. News of the Weird coming your way next. Finishing up strong.
Can't get enough of your favorite ESPN 97.5 show. We've got just the thing for you, and it's not f-ing safe for work.
Won't somebody please think of the children?
For all the uncensored interaction, head over to twitch.tv/ESPN975.
Say what?
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776 is the number. Ooh, God. So we were just talking about having to eat urine. How about people doing it? Apparently, BJP. What is BJP? Bharatiya Janata Party. This is, I don't know exactly where this is in the world, but his name is Surendra Singh, BJP MLA from Baria in Uttar Pradesh. It's very difficult. All I can tell you is this. This guy demonstrated that drinking cow urine would stop COVID spread. And he did it on camera. Do you want to watch a guy drink cow urine to stop the spread of COVID?
How do you prove that?
Well, he doesn't have it. He still doesn't have it.
So he's attributing it to drinking cow urine?
Cow urine.
I don't know if that's a scientifically sound way of going about things.
Well, either way, you get a nice, delicious drink.
I've seen that at a Buffalo Bills tailgate before.
Oh, yeah? Drink a cow urine?
Well, it wasn't cow. It was human urine.
Oh.
And it was to avoid
COVID? No, really?
I don't think so. Yeah, and everybody was peeing in a bucket, and they dared some guy to do it, and he just dumped it on his face. This was before COVID, so that actually may have started
COVID. He
can't claim
that he was trying to stay healthy.
No, not at all. It's a Bills fan.
Now, I know you're a Bills fan, but...
I'm not a Bills fan.
No, I know you're a Bills fan, but you don't have to do that.
Is that what AJ does?
Yeah, he might.
AJ's a Bills fan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
AJ, you pour urine all over your face? Everybody's peeing in a bucket?
And it's not just urine. It's like a group of dudes decide to pee in a bucket. Everybody. Urine, yeah. And you pour it on your face.
I think, you know how A&M has two percenters where they don't really like buy into everything? I think AJ is a 2%er.
He is, as far as the Bills fan.
Yeah.
The Philadelphia DA candidate, apparently he's up for election as a DA, district attorney in Philadelphia. He had to address a woman who was found dead in his home.
How did he explain that?
Well, apparently, the lengthy section, there shouldn't be a section on anyone's campaign site because let this go away. The evening before, I was actually texting with her, which the pings corroborated as well. I was with several people who all gave statements on testimony. So many empty bottles of vodka were found. It looked like there had been a party in my house.
So he's saying he wasn't there at all.
I was not her only boyfriend, but it was my apartment where she expired. It was another boyfriend. If it was another boyfriend's apartment, you would have never heard of the case.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're the DA.
But it was your house that she was found dead.
Yeah. And he hasn't explained why she's dead or how she died. Just maybe vodka?
Can you look up Tess Holliday?
Sure.
Tess Holliday.
She's in a plus size model?
Yeah.
Okay.
She reveals
I don't know if I want to do this with you.
I
don't know.
Well, she reveals that she's recovering from anorexia.
Go ahead. Go on. Are you going to say something about how well the recovery is going?
You said it. I didn't.
I tried to say it as clean as possible. I tried to say it as politely as possible.
She's doing a good job.
See? I knew it. Oh, no. She got livid and angry messages after sharing that she's anorexic. I wonder what people responded with.
I don't. Just don't respond. Let her think that.
Oh, see? Maybe she actually... Don't say let her think that. Maybe she actually did get a diagnosis. How long ago did...
I've heard big people before, though. They said, you know what? I'm fighting anorexia and I'm winning.
Oh, she said... okay. The model, the model who shared over the weekend that she is anorexic and in recovery said on Instagram that the last few days, this is referencing last weekend. Last few days have been some of my toughest to date since becoming a public figure. Apparently, people did not respond in kind to her saying she was anorexic.
Yeah. Well, whatever. Let her think what she wants.
You keep poo-pooing her.
I did not.
She said she got the diagnosis that she's anorexic. Not that she's just thinking it.
Oh, who's that doctor?
Dr. Nick from Seinfeld. I'm not Seinfeld, from Simpsons.
Florida state attorney says no crime was committed by the principal that was paddling the 6-year-old. Do you remember this video?
So,
is it ever a crime to whoop a 6-year-old? The answer is no.
Apparently not in Florida.
I kind of don't feel like anywhere.
You don't think at any
they're
point?
They're little a-holes. I don't know if you heard.
They're not humans either.
I won't.
No, remember?
And I wouldn't whoop a dog either, so. It's not about them being humans. Ooh, she's rearing back,
yeah,
too.
And what'd the kid do?
So the Florida state attorney said that's not a crime. Are you allowed to whip kids in school? I know you used to.
Oh, man.
But there's
apparently you still are.
At least maybe it's not on the books as a law, but are schools saying the teachers can enact, corporal punishment?
Mm. Yeah.
I didn't know you could still do that.
Well, in Florida, you can, apparently. I'm with Florida on this one.
You think
those little a-holes need a woman.
Need a little beating?
No, I'm serious.
A fresh one?
A Texas lawyer. And does this guy look like a Texas lawyer or what? He's got a gray beard that goes down to about his tie, his chest. He's got a ponytail, all gray hair. He's going to be doing 15 years for scamming drug traffickers. Do you think that it should be a crime to scam drug traffickers out of their money?
I think if he makes it 15 years, he's lucky. You're taking money from drug traffickers?
You're probably getting off easy.
No, I'm saying if he makes it through a sentence.
Yeah, right.
I'm assuming he'll have a meeting of the minds in jail with some of their friends.
What level of drug traffickers were these, like cartel level guys?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Because if it's higher up guys, he may have just been taking money out of the government's hand. If you buy into some of that stuff.
Well, I mean, I don't know. If you scam a drug dealer, I mean, I think those people
These are like low level, street level guys.
It's kind of like, you know.
Wait a minute. Why is he going
to. One scumbag stealing from another.
Yeah. So if he's stealing. So it's illegal to steal from drug dealers?
I guess. He's going to prison for 15 years.
I just thought about it.
That's illegal. Illegally gotten money.
Yes, I understand. I know I understand the money's gotten illegally, but taking illegal money from people who gained it illegally is illegal?
Yeah, I guess that's illegal.
I guess so.
There's a lot of illegality going on. Apparently, the Pillsbury family is calling for a boycott of Pillsbury products.
They don't want their name attached to it anymore?
Well, no. Apparently, the Charlie, George, Leah, Lydia, and Sarah Pillsbury explained that they will not be buying Pillsbury products as long as the company continues to operate a factory in an illegal Israeli settlement in the West Bank. Okay.
All right. That's upstanding.
Boycott. Man.
Woohoo.
Yeah.
You're not going to buy anymore.
So you're telling me some Pillsbury stuff is made overseas?
In Israel.
Or Israel?
Yeah. What was the last time you bought anything from Pillsbury?
Don't you still buy cookies that you put in your oven? You don't put cookies in the oven. I bought a thing of cinnamon rolls. Cinnamon rolls, yeah.
Yeah.
Or their bread that you put in the oven.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a while. I can't remember last time I thought to go.
Do you want to get your vaccine at Dracula's Castle?
I saw someone tweet that, like, you're not going to fool me, Dracula.
Hey, Dracula.
Oh, I'm just going to head up to your castle, and I'm just going to get a vaccine? Sure. You're not going to fool me.
Well, they're offering vaccines at Dracula's castle.
Sorry, I've already gotten mine. I don't need to become one of your wives, Dracula, or one of your minions. I'm good.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Not doing that. Here's a good sign. Cabinet Office Minister Michael Gove says he's the prime minister of some country. Hugging is to be allowed again soon. Do you want to go to this country now since you'll be able to hug?
No, I would have gone to the country if they had continued the ban. I'm not looking for hugs from people.
Well, this is England, I believe.
So they're allowing.
Is Michael Gove the prime minister or cabinet office
minister?
I thought
that was Boris. Whatever his last name is, was the prime minister.
No, he's the cabinet office minister, so Michael Gove.
So they're going to allow public huggings from now on?
Apparently. You can hug in public now again.
Oh, good.
Do you want to go now?
No, that wouldn't be a reason to want to go to England. Hugging in public.
Yeah. So apparently you can go and get hugged, Del. You like to get hugged by people.
I don't. But I'm glad that people now have the opportunity to, you know, engage in that dopey act just because. Good for them.
What about a nice hug from behind?
What? Who hugs from behind? You always say, hey, come hug Dale from behind. Who hugs from behind?
I don't know. It just seems like you'd enjoy it more. I don't know. You don't want to see it coming.
From our listeners?
Yes.
You know how the logistics of that work. There's a guy
coming up from behind with his stuff, giving you a nice hug.
With his stuff touching. No, I don't want any of that. That's terrible.
Nah, whatever. 10:56. Well, you just don't like people, though.
That's true.
10:56. We're done. Charlie Polillo is next right here on ESPN 97.5. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.